Fairhope. You're Lori Dubose, as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio this morning. Thank you, Mayor, for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Traditionally, we have you the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. And if y'all would like to join us, you can look along with us on our Facebook page as the agenda is posted. I guess we'll talk about first the fact that a lovely Easter sunrise service down at the pier Sunday.
It was beautiful. A little bit chilly, but it was really nice.
Chilly and breezy.
It was well attended, and the Optimist Club always does a great job, and Dogwood Trail Mates were there, but it's great to see the community come out and participate in that event.
It looked lovely. I saw the pictures on Facebook, but yes. I was out of town seeing my family. Yes. So the Fairhope City Council met last night, and in the work session there was a presentation about design for the Triangle Park.
There was.
Tell us about that.
So Christopher Grant with Thompson Engineering was there, and they reviewed the conceptual master plan for the Triangle, and just really talked about the unique things that they have found on the Triangle, the trees that they've seen, there's an old logging trail that runs through there. Old Highway 98 used to cut through there until I think the early 70s when they changed the configuration of the road. So talked about all that and really came up with a great plan to keep things very natural through the park and to do some enhancement to make it a great passive recreational park for our area.
What are some of the things that will be included?
Some of the things that are included specifically, like in the grant that we have, the Go Mesa grant, which is right at $1 million, is, of course, signage, a couple trails. The trails are about 2.5 miles, a bicycle repair station, some signage, an underground wildlife tunnel or a pedestrian tunnel that will connect the two parcels.
Underground?
Mm-hmm, underground.
Oh, cool.
So you'll go under the road for that. There's some outlooks. There's some overlooks, I should say, of the creek. Some outdoor classroom type style overlooks, and also like a bird watching area. So there's some of these parcels that they talked about last night, that some of the areas on the triangle that you can actually, once you get to the center, you can't hear any outside noise. So they said it's a really great place for birds to, for birds to migrate to, because they like that. So there was a lot of neat information last night, and looking forward to seeing this as it continues to evolve.
That sounds nice. You're holding a diagram of what it could look like. Can we see that anywhere online, or
we'll probably put it on the Triangle group, but we have a web page, so we'll probably put it on there, because we're still going to allow public comment and have some public meetings.
Okay.
So we're still going to have some information.
Still plenty of time for that.
Yes, there is.
You mentioned a bicycle repair station, and I remember former Councilman Brown pushing for a bike trail. Mm-hmm. So there's hiking and biking trails.
There is one biking trail on this parcel that will actually connect to the tunnel, but you don't want pedestrians and bicycles on the same trails. So we do expect that south parcel will have most of the bike trails on it.
Okay. Interesting. Sounds lovely. Anything else from the work session that you'd like to mention?
I think that was it. We really just, none of the council members really had comments except for Councilman Robinson, who talked about historic preservation. He had met with the Historic Preservation Committee, and we're continuing to explore our options there about putting an ordinance in place for historic preservation.
Okay, but no, just wait and see what happens.
Correct.
There.
Yes.
Okay. And what about on to the city council meeting itself, mm-hmm. and the report of the mayor?
So actually, I did not have much of a report last night. As you can hear, I'm still losing my voice, unfortunately. So I was trying to save it, but what I did last night was recognize our dispatchers. It's National Telecommunications Week.
Okay.
We're celebrating that. And, dispatchers are just some of those unsung heroes that are there anytime there's an issue with the police, fire. Dispatchers are the first ones actually on the job. So, really wanted to honor them, and so we did a proclamation for them, honoring them as National Telecommunications Week.
Very nice. Very nice. I don't see anything earth-shattering on the agenda. To save your voice, what would you like to mention that was covered at the meeting last night?
I think the one thing that I want to make sure, you always, Lori, look at the agenda and talk about the big numbers.
Yes.
And number 11, there's a resolution there to execute a contract with Volkert to move some utility lines, and that's for the gas department. This has to do, our gas service area extends all the way up through Daphne. So actually to Stapleton and close to Bay Minette. So this is for County Road 64, the widening project is $100,000. It's $60,000, I think, for design and $40,000 for construction. And we did choose Volker because Volker's doing the work there for the county, but that is 100% reimbursable by the county.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so want to make sure everybody knows that. And
I saw something interesting real quick, a memorandum of understanding between the City of Fairhope, Fairhope Police Department, and the University of South Alabama on behalf of its police department.
Right, and that's just enables us to, if there was an incident on our campus, for us to be able to share resources, basically.
I see, okay.
So it's nothing that we do that with Coastal Alabama. You know, we do it with most other law enforcement agencies.
Okay.
It's just kind of housekeeping. We do it every year. I think really those were the only things. Everything else was, you know, pretty standard. There was nothing on the agenda
fireworks,
last night.
The fireworks purchase was made at $40,000, not to exceed $40,000.
Right.
I can remember not too long ago when that number was $30,000. So everything's gone up.
Everything's gone up. And this is the same budget as it was last year.
Okay.
So we've been able to hold that for a couple of years. We have had to make some adjustments to the show just to save money, but I don't think that most folks will even notice.
Good. Good. Okay. And let's see. Was there something about Knoll Park or anything else mm-hmm. that you wanted to mention?
No, nothing else was really on there.
Okay. No. Executive session, which you cannot discuss.
Correct.
All right. Well, since you are still suffering from your your voice or lack thereof,
yes.
We'll just cut it short this morning for you. And I do appreciate you coming in instead of canceling. You certainly had the validity to not be here.
No,
so thank you so much.
I would never want to do that. Lori, thank you for what you do, getting the word out and
Absolutely.
Letting people know what's going on. We appreciate it.
And we're reminding folks of the Farmers Market on Thursday afternoon.
That's right. Thursday afternoon, Farmers Market. Also, Girls Night Out's coming up in May, so folks should look for that information on social media. So there's a lot of good things happening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month following the regular City Council meetings.